It's your boy, Big Bumble Bali, with the Grease Valley Radio, finally from the Grease Valley, once again. Oh my goodness, my Grease babies, my wayward wanderers. Oh, you guys, it's only been about 15 minutes since you last heard from me, and it's been a beautiful time. Oh, in this small amount of time, I've had so many beautiful reunions. I was able to see Mother Maddox, give her a big hug, feel her crushing arms and her muscles all around me with all four of her giant purple arms. I got to go back to my shack and just like smell the greases again and really see how shitty of a setup I have. Oh, it was so amazing. All my collections. I saw the cosmic schlop. He cooked me up a quick little meal. One of those 30-second little dirt meals he could throw together. I haven't seen Blessy Bone yet, but it's been a great time. And I mean, I've talked with some of the Greel, and I mean, like, apparently they're okay right now. We're not feuding with the Greel. I don't know why they're cool with this all of a sudden. I haven't talked to Meadowlark yet. I'm gonna have to find Commander Meadowlark and see what's going on. I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. Are they just like trying to like schmooze us into so we drop our guard? And like, what's this threat everybody says coming? If the Greel aren't attacking us, then I don't know what's going on. What the fuck? Nobody's super updating me, so I see Mother Maddox and Cosmic Schlop over there. They're setting up some trenches. They're digging trenches. Other people are fortifying Town Hall. But I mean, like, who is coming in the first place? Like, I'm gonna go help out, but what the— Whoa, what the fuck? Yeah, this is that Grease Valley Radio to you. We're already under fucking attack. There's a band of androids who appeared from the Grease Fire Forest to the south. South of town, there's a big forest, and these fucking androids are crawling out of it, walking out of it. They got these magnetized rail rifles, and they're tearing apart our defenses. Our defenses aren't even fucking ready. What is this fucking ambush, the surprise attack? What? They're in, like, regal attire, like, think, like, southern gentleman type shit. They're all dressed up. There's, like, two of them that look like fucking princes. Either they're all regal and they have these crowns melded into their fucking cyborg head or into their android ass head. Fuck. We gotta get out of here. We gotta start helping people. It looks like Mother Maddox is already on it. She's smashing them with the fucking, her big old meat cleavers. Oh, there it is. The Sky Watchers are here. Hell yeah. The Sky Watchers appeared and they're gonna fucking start gunning them down from the sky with the— Oh shit. I think I heard somebody. I gotta go around this corner. Who is it? Are you okay? Do you need help? Oh shit. It's the fucking mayor. What the hell? This android, he's got like knife legs. He's just stabbing the mayor. He's kicking the mayor's head out. No! No! The mayor's on. Oh, he's dying. Somebody's gotta help. What the fuck? You can't just do this. I gotta find somebody to help him. It looks like the sleeping giant and the Greel warlock. They're smashing everybody up. They're trying to hold him off. Oh, the sleep giant is giant stone gear. Nobody's stopping him. Greel warlock, you gotta help me. Somebody help me. Oh. Sent a couple little baby orange eyes. It fucking shot the hell out of that android. Mayor, are you okay? Oh god. No. Mayor, turn around. Oh, the warlock. He's being swarmed. He's getting stabbed apart. Oh no. They got more Clement. Oh, these are shoddier models. The first models they sent out were like fairly nice and all regal, but these are just random assortments of androids and robots. I mean, that one's just like, that's a truck with fucking arms melded onto it. These robotic arms. I mean, that's just like a dude melded onto an ATV. He's like an ATV centaur. Oh my god, these shambling steel monstrosities. Somebody's gotta fucking blast them down. Oh no. Yeah, and as soon as, As we blast them down, they just rebuild themselves from the fallen steel. They find another broken robot, they just snap his arm off and attach it onto themselves. How the fuck are we supposed to stop these things? Mare, stay with me! Stay with me! Oh my god, somebody's gotta stop. Oh, it looks like McStarkins cooked up a bomb for these motherfuckers. Hell yeah, blow them out of Kingdom Come, McStarkin! Oh no! McStarkin got shot! He got a rail right through the gut! McStarkin's dying on the field! The sleeping giant's at least still smashing everybody, but the Greel Warlock and fucking McStarkin, the scientist, have already died! What the fuck? I gotta keep the mayor alive! Kazlebub, thank you! Yeah, start portaling all these enemies away! When they die, portal them out of here so they can't rebuild! Oh shit! Mayor, stay with me! Stay with me! Fuck! They're destroyed for now. We destroyed a bunch of them. McStarkin's bomb went off and blew up a bunch of the robots. But like, what the fuck? We were not expecting a battle this early. And this can't be all of them. What? Oh my god. One of the nice prince looking ones got smashed by fucking by McStarkin's bomb. But the other one got away for right now. That's it. I kept trying to pump, but the mayor's dead. The mayor's already dead. Ugh, the Skywatcher's trying to keep watch on them, but they fled back into the forest. We can't see what's going on in there. Oh, shit. I see Meadowlark. Commander Meadowlark's come to the battlefield. You gotta tell me what's going on, please. Everybody's dying already. Who are these robots? Why are these androids attacking us? Please. Ugh. Holy shit, that was just a little skirmish. There was only like a dozen, two dozen max of those robots. I could only imagine how many are lurking in the forest right now. God, the Grease Fire Forest really fucking us. I mean, at least we got the Filth Crest to the north, so we could retreat there if we need to, but like, these guys are coming from the south, and they're gonna fucking get us if we're not careful. Meadowlark, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, thank you guys for helping us. I mean, the sleeping giant out there really saved us, and I'm really sorry to see that the warlock went down. I never got to know him well, but, like, I'm sorry you guys are already losing forces. Without you guys, though, we'd be dead in the water.
Bali, it is great to see you. The Grease Valley has saved me and my folk, and for that, we are forever grateful. The God Queen Omulus from the Swamp Kingdom controlled us with the nanomite she implanted into our blood. With your rainbow grease, we drank it down, and it cleared it from our system. For that, we are here to save you and your valley and to fight off the God Queen at all costs.
Yeah, for sure. Holy shit, I'm glad the valley could help you, but like, who did this? You pointed over there, that's a shrine to Greasy Greg. Those guys over there's in hood and stuff like that. I don't know if, I'm glad they helped you, but weird. We'll get back into that later, I guess. So why is the God Queen coming for us?
The God Queen will come, knowing we are free. We must complete the defenses and gather our forces. We must stop them, Bali. You and I together will hold off all the forces that try to defeat the Grease Valley.
You got it. Hell yeah. And with the help of Captain Grimbleschmuck and his crew, I mean, there's no way we're gonna lose this war. Fuck the God Queen. Fuck the Swamp Kingdoms. We're gonna... You hear that? What the fuck? Is she here already? No, that came from the north. Who the fuck is attacking from over there? Holy shit. Are those the Greatest Valley goons? They're coming down from the Filth Crest. They look weird. They're all bloated and they have fungi all over them. Wait a second. Is that the orange fungi? I know that. What the fuck? Who's that hooded figure they're all surrounding? What the fuck's going on here? Is this another battle? Everybody, get ready! The defenses aren't even set up and we got another band of motherfucking goons here! We gotta defeat them, everybody! Grease Valley! Grease Valley! Fuck! We already need help! Help, anybody! We can use any help! Oh, fuck! So from the filth crest, a bunch of fungi-ridden Greatest Valley goons emerge, and they're being led by this large hooded figure. I mean, it's at least 10 feet big. Its fucking robes look ceremonial and dark and encrypted with, like, the sacred geometry all around it. I don't know who's behind the hood, but it looks like the desert ghost town mushrooms are all over them. You guys remember those giant orange mushrooms that infected the animals? I think they infected the fucking Greatest Valley goons. And maybe knocking down that obelisk did something, I don't know. But they're flanking us. And our defenses, we didn't set up any defenses on our flank. We didn't think anybody was gonna attack from the north. So we're not fucking ready, but they're charging. So we gotta do something. I gotta call in an old buddy for this one, I'm thinking. Where's that whistle? Where's that signal repeater? Well, yeah, here it is. Yeah. Let's go. Hopefully it'll be here soon. I mean, fuck. Hey, we're gonna need help if we're gonna take down these goons. I thought there was only one fucking bad guy. Holy shit. There it is. The Sky Watcher. Yeah, the Sky Watcher is gonna be a big help this time around. You know what I mean? Oh shit, they're jumping onto the Sky Watcher. They're leaping off of buildings and jumping onto the fucking helicopter. Somebody help! Oh, there it is, Blessybum. She's sniping a bunch of them with her goop rifle. But I don't know how much it's helping. The helicopter's swerving in the sky. Oh no, it's gonna crash. Oh no, it barely missed the fucking town hall. Where is this? Oh no, I can see the hooded figure. It's got its arms reached up into the sky. Holy shit! The Sky Watcher just crashed all onto the crest. It's crashed over the crest. We don't know where it crashed exactly, but like, the Sky Watcher is down. I repeat, the Sky Watcher is down. Somebody's gotta fucking help. Blessybone, keep shooting. I'ma look for Grimble Schmuck and the crew. We gotta fucking bite these people off. Wait, Blessybone, nice shot. Blessybone shot all the way at the hooded figure. The hooded figure's probably, what, 200 yards away? Holy, nice shot. The goop she shot onto him is melting the robes a little bit. I could see here and there, is that, it looks like bones. Black bones, is that, oh my god. It's Saren stone. It's a bunch of Saren stone bones. Is that a Saren lich? A Saren stone lich behind the robes? Somebody fight the goons! Get the goons away from town hall! Yeah, Grimble's punching the shit out of them. Shit, we need people to defend the front line just in case if the motherfucking robots come back too. Oh shit, I gotta hold down back here and hold off the Saren stone lich. What the fuck? Oh, only an elder entity. It's gotta be a fucking elder entity with its power and stuff. I can see it now. It's prepping a fucking ritual. It's holding all these components around it, and the components are slowly melting. Dude, we need to fucking stop this elder entity right now. The Saren Stone fucking lich. Where is Cassidy when I... Yeah! Right on time, baby! Cassidy, shootout Oakley. Yeah! My favorite cowboy cyborg centaur. Gonna save the fucking day. Look, he with all of his arms and all of his guns, he shot down the Saren Stone lich's ritual components. How the fuck are you gonna cast a ritual if we break all your components, you dumb little lich? Wait, what the fuck? A Mock just appeared. A Mock, what's wrong? Why do you look so angry? Cassidy, watch out! Oh no, Mock is attacking Cassidy. All those fungi on Mock, those must have been motherfucking... It looks like the lich is manipulating him. Stop! Somebody's gotta stop Mock! No, wait, Cassidy! Cassidy's got his laser scorpion tail to Mock's fucking head. No! Oh, shit! Cassidy just blew up Mock's head. That was one of our friends. He could have helped. Sorry, I don't know why he's attacking you. The lich looks worried. The lich is retreating as we speak. After Mock's defeat and his robes have been melted, he's retreating back to the filth crest and... Oh, shit. In the meantime, it looks like... The fucking Greatest Valley goons wheeled a cart up onto the crest. The fucking cart, it's old and rotted wood, and it's holding all this dirt, and inside the dirt is this giant white and purple sequoia tree. A giant fucking tree with these purple branches and this white trunk. What the fuck is up with this tree? They're all surrounding it, protecting it, and the lich is coming up to it and absorbing its power? I don't know what the fuck's going on. Cassidy, it's great to see you again, but we gotta regroup. We gotta figure out what the fuck's going on here. This fucking elder entity from the Filth Crest, and look, all of the goons are retreating now too. They're all retreating to the crest, and how many are there? Fuck, there's dozens. There's almost 100, maybe 200 of those goons sitting on the fucking crest. They're all waiting. They're smoking blunts. They're laughing. They're coughing. They're wheezing. They're being fucking goons up there. They're being rowdy ass goons just waiting to descend on the valley. What the fuck? And we don't know when the fucking androids will attack again. They're lingering in the forest somewhere. And now we won't be able to find them without the fucking Sky Watcher. Fuck. And nothing's looking good right now, but we will figure this out, folks. We're gonna regroup with Cassidy here, and we're gonna see all of our resources, we're gonna set up our defenses, and we're gonna get ready for the fucking big one. This is that Grease Valley Radio, baby, to you! Holy shit. Oh, thank you, Meadowlark, for joining us. Okay, it looks like almost everybody's here. We have all gathered in the town hall to figure out what the fuck we're gonna do, how we're gonna set up our defenses. We're gonna regroup and gather and see everybody. So, at the table right now, where we're at town hall, we've got Meadowlark and his crew, the Valkyrie, the Sleeping Giant, and the twin bards, Grimbleshmuck to my right, Captain Grimbleshmuck with Kezzelbub and Shale. Thank you guys for sticking around. I know we've already taken some pretty heavy casualties. As you guys have noticed, the mayor is not here right now. The mayor has passed away from his stabbing, and I'm gonna take over for right now in this fucking moment of emergency. I've learned a lot on the fucking road, and I've made a lot of friends. So, we have some reinforcements, but I'm sorry for the fucking losses we've already taken. Meadowlark, we will find the Sky Watchers. They just crashed. We can't confirm that they're dead, but I am sorry about your warlock. And Grimbleshmuck, I know you didn't know your crew too well, but I'm sorry for McStarkin's lost. I mean, his bomb really saved us back there, but McStarkin being gone and Mach betraying us? What the fuck? We gotta stay together. We gotta do this. But it looks like everybody here at the table is gonna work too well together. And from the Grease Valley, of course, Cosmic Schlop, thank you for joining us. Mother Maddox and Blessy Bone. Oh, you guys are lifesavers. We've got Baltharus in a barn out back. I don't know where Ragnar is. Hopefully he'll come in and help us. I mean, he has to know what's going on. I mean, the Grease Guardians, I know a lot of them have disbanded when the Greal came, but like, fuck, we gotta get through it somehow. Okay, everybody. We're gonna set up our defenses on each side, and we're gonna make sure that the Sarenstone Lich, firstly, won't be able to flank us. The God Queen Onulus is gonna be our big threat. But to the north, on the Filth Crest, the Sarenstone Lich waits. I think our best tactic is going to be taking down that tree. He seems like he's gaining power from it, that he's collecting forces from it. Cassidy, I'm gonna hope on you to bring him down. You're gonna be our big gun on that side. You gotta take down this fucking Sarenstone Lich. You've worked around these kind of mystical figures before, these kind of dark magic motherfuckers, these mana users. So I'm gonna count on you, okay? And on that side, We'll have Shale help you, and we'll have the fucking sleeping giant help you as well. Is that okay with you, Metalark? Is that okay with you, Grimble? And you know what? We might need the bards to support behind them. As for the God Queen Onulus coming from the fucking forest? I mean, she sent a lot of shambling steel at us, and I'm not worried about those fucking robots. They seem easy to take down. I'm worried about these princes and these princesses that emerged the first time. God knows how fucking many they have in the Swamp Kingdom, and some of them look like they were a little drunk on holy fuel, took a shot or two of that holy fuel before they entered the battle lines, and they're just rampaging through our forces. So, Meadowlark, I'm gonna count on you to fucking solve our problems on that end. You gotta stop this God Queen. And of course, the Valkyrie will be by your side. And Grimble, we'll need you on this side too. Me and you, Grimble. You gotta protect me as we're fucking wandering through this. And to make sure that they can't rebuild, Kezzelbub, we need you to use your portal magic to get rid of the robots as soon as they're defeated. I mean, shit, if you could portal a bunch out at once, that'd be great, but don't wear yourself out. I know your man is limited, so we gotta keep it all together. As for the greatest Valis goons, we're gonna be waiting in Lie. We're gonna have Baltharus hidden in a barn, and I'll call her in a surprise moment when these motherfuckers don't suspect. I will also use this flare gun to call upon the fucking highway folk. The highway folk will make a difference in this battle, but I fear I can't call them too early. If God Queen Onulus knows they're coming, we're gonna be fucked. So I'm gonna use it in the heat of the moment, but God knows these trenches and these barbed wire pits we set up can only do so much. I think we should set up some more towers. I know from my time in the stone prison that these glass towers were really effective in being able to see the whole battlefield and know what's going on. We need to build up one motherfucking giant tower that we could see everything from. And I just wanna say, thank you all for sticking by us in the Grease Valley. Thank you guys for protecting us and defending us again, Meadowlark. I can't thank the Greel enough. And in case I don't see any of you guys again, of course, everybody from the Grease Valley and everybody who's helped. Mother Maddox, Cosmic Schlop, Captain Grimble. Without you, I wouldn't have been able to get back to the Valley. Blessy Bone, your savior, and of course, Bella. God, Bella, if we don't make it out of this, I want you to take over the shack. I want you to take over the podcast. I just want 30 minutes of a pig snorting for a podcast if I'm gone, okay? You gotta keep it down. This is gonna be a big battle, and I don't know how this is exactly gonna end, so we gotta make sure everybody's safe. Is everybody ready on the plan? Yeah, for sure? Okay. Hopefully no more fucking casualties. Hopefully nobody else has to die. If we could end this peacefully, that would be ideal. But that elder entity, I don't know what the fuck's going through that lich's head. And the God Queen, God, can't she just leave us alone and go run her swamp kingdom? Okay, everybody. Let's go set up defenses. Let's go make sure everybody's prepared and everybody's ready and in position. Hopefully Ragnar will be able to save us. Hopefully the fucking highway folk will get here in time. It's that Grease Valley radio to you. Whew. All right, everybody understand what's going on? Lots of plans, lots of positioning and defenses, but we got it all down. Okay, let's get to it. Oh shit, you guys hear those horns? Somebody's fucking here already. Meadowlark, what's up?
Bob, it is time. We must defend the Grease Valley, and I vow to you that I will protect this valley with all of my heart. My men, me, our whole group, we will protect you. Our folk, the Greel, will make sure you make it out of this, because Bali, I appreciate you letting us stay. Appreciate you working together with us.
Of course.
I will put my life on the line before I see this valley fall to someone like fucking Onulus, a god queen. And after this battle, from the ashes of it, we can build a new future. Yeah. You and I, we can make sure that the filthy states are reunited under a correct, under a good force.
Yeah,
under a force
shit.
That isn't someone like a god queen, but someone noble and holy and going on a noble quest like yours, Bali.
Thank you.
After this, we will see what happens. I will see you on the battlefield. Meadowlark out.
Yeah, I'll see you out there, Meadowlark, for sure. Thank you. Oh, man. That guy had a lot in his mind. Jeez. I gotta figure out what's going on out there. Meadowlark's gonna go scout. That guy's quicker than me. I'm gonna make sure all the positioning's ready. Everything's good. I gotta go figure out what's going on out there. Hey, tell me what... They're all just running around, setting up defenses. Everybody's panicking because they're hearing these war horns. It's got to be the God Queen. She's got to be approaching. So I'm heading to the southern battlefront right now. That's where the Grease Fire Forest is. And to the north, we've got these giant filth crest with the fucking Sarenstone Lich up there. Cassidy, Shale, the Sleeping Giant, and the Twin Bards will take down the Sarenstone Lich with the tree, that giant white and purple sequoia in the cart. We gotta take that thing down, and then we're gonna take down the fucking God Queen coming out of the Grease Fire Forest to the south. Meadowlark, the Valkyrie, Captain Grimbleshmug, and Kesselbub will all be there to defeat it. I think with everybody on guard, we'll be able to defeat them easy peasy. Hopefully Ragnar will come out. I have no fucking clue. There's a lot of industrial noises coming from the southern forest right now. What's going on, guys? I gotta get back to my tower. What the fuck? There's a lot of machinery noises coming from the forest. Oh, shit. From the tree line emerges some princes and princesses. A line of them. There seems to be 7. 3 princes and 4 princesses. The princes are a purple kraken armor, one's an orange bull armor, the other's in pink elephant armor. The princess squad, they seem like a full squad, they're more organized and less individualized. One has these red axes, these twin axes, one has black armor with javelins, 100 javelins on their back. The other has fucking buzzsaw arms and fucking yellow armor. And then the blue one is rocket armor on right now. Rocket armor and these rocket legs. What the fuck? These princes and princesses will not be easy to defeat. But where the fuck's the God Queen? Oh shit, it seems like Meadowlark's going out into the field right now to go speak with him. This was not part of the plan. What the fuck's he doing?
Everybody, listen to me now. There is no need for violence. There is no need for this war. We will stand down. Look, I get on my knees, hands on my head.
What is he doing?
I surrender to you all. All I ask from you, God Queen Onulus, is you leave the Grease Valley and you leave my folk alone.
What?
You can have me. I know I'm why you're here. Take me. Leave all of them.
Meadowlark,
this is
stop.
My request to avoid violence. This senseless fucking violence. What do you say, Onulus?
There's no response. Wait, something from the forest. Holy shit! This piece of metal just leaped out of the forest. Is that the fucking God Queen? Holy shit! She just landed! She just landed on top of Meadowlark! She's beating the fuck out of him! Oh my god, she just ripped his fucking head off!
I am God Queen Onulus! You have freed my strongest mercenaries! Now, I gotta kick the shit out of everyone in your fucking valley! And what are those? Your reinforcements up on the crest? You think they can defeat me? You think they are gonna stop me?
Nope, but I think this will... Fuck, okay. Holy shit, I just got back up into my tower. Okay, we gotta hold everything down until the highway folk arrive. When they arrive, we can maybe hopefully turn the tides, but right now, God Queen Onulus is seemingly impossible. She is unstoppable down there on the warfield. She's hopped up on fucking holy fuel. She's like practically drunk on it. She's got a barrel of that shit on her back and it's being pumped into her fucking mouth. She's just drinking this holy fuel. Everybody else was on a shot of that shit, but she's flagrantly drunk on that shell. Holy shit. In the wake of Meadowlark's death, it seems like Valkyrie has arrived. She's rampaging through those motherfuckers. She's wham, wham, really fucking smashing down on those princes and princesses. Oh shit, she just stomped the orange one's head in. The orange bull is down. Oh, but two princesses hop on her fucking back. Wait, what's that roar? Run the fucking back. The Hydra Snake Bear is gunning for Onealus herself. It's charging right at her. Onealus versus the fucking Snake Bear. Oh, they're wrestling back and forth. Somebody's gotta stop the princess and princesses. Valkyrie, Sleeping Giant, stay on that shit. You guys are doing good. Okay, hopefully the Hydra Snake Bear could bite off the, oh, shit. She just punched the head off of one of the Snake Bears, but two more heads just grow in its place. Two bear heads. Oh my god, they're fucking brawling it down there. Valkyrie just picked up another prince and threw him back into the forest. Okay, shit. I gotta check on the northern front real quick. That's the southern front fighting from the Grease. The Grease Fire Forest to the north is the Filthy Crest with the Saren Stone Lich and his army up there. If we could take down that fucking giant white and purple sequoia tree that they're carting around, we can maybe stop all of them. The Greatest Valley goons are literally tumbling down the crest right now. They're charging full force. They're tripping over each other. These violent motherfuckers, they're under the Saren Stone Lich's clutch. They can't do anything else. They have to listen to it. But oh boy, Cassidy Shootout Oakley, my favorite cowboy cyborg centaur, is on the fucking scene. He's gonna stop him. Oh shit, there's Shale down there. Shale is a stabbing machine. You might remember her as one of the two rogue twins that helped us with the heist. She's really letting her aggression out down there. After Vale betrayed her and almost killed her, Shale is just stabbing everything in sight. She is truly a dagger storm. Oh my god! Cut the head off of four of the fucking goons before they can even do anything. Oh yeah, and then you got the bards playing this body quaking beats that are just truly like stunning and disabling the goons as the goons are trying to flood into town, ripping apart our defenses with their bare hands. These goons truly do not care about the damage they're taking to their own bodies. They're just charging in and ramming into stuff. No human would act like this unless a fucking lich was controlling them. Oh my god, we gotta fucking stop it. Somebody's gotta shoot at the tree already. I mean, look at that one. That one's crawling through one of the barbed wire pits. We gotta fucking help these guys. Cassidy. It looks like he's collecting a bunch of liquor. People are running around finding bottles of liquor, finding beer, and they're pouring it into Cassidy. What does he have in his mind? Wait a second. He's gonna make a Molotov missile. He's gonna make a fucking missile and explode it on the tree with a bunch of liquor to set it on fire. Oh my god, this is bound to work. But what? I can see the lich on top of the crest looking down right now. The Saren Stone Lich seems to be focusing on the twin bards and their fucking concert stage. Oh no, he's hurling this eldritch entity down onto their stage. This eldritch energy is just smashing through the stage, rippling through and catching everything on this green fire. Everybody, hurry, shoot at the tree. Everybody focus on the tree. Oh shit, okay. To the south, I gotta check back up on, oh my god. Valkyrie has ripped the head off of three princesses and two princes. She smashed them to the bits. There's only, that means one princess and one prince are left. All the rest are down and out. Oh no, but the final two just jumped on top of her back. She's trying to fly it off with her jet engine wing. Oh my god, her wing just got ripped off by one. They're crashing into the ground. Oh, look. There's a bunch of steel and blood down there. Is she okay? Oh my, one just smashed her head in with these fucking buzzsaw arms. They just ripped right through her. They killed the Valkyrie. The Valkyrie's rampage, I mean, defeated a majority of the princesses and princes at least, but how's the Hydra Snake Bear go? Oh my god, they're fighting, but this thing's weak. She's blown the head off of at least like a dozen of the heads, but they keep growing. How long can this go on? She's got these two giant power gauntlets on. She just punches the head off of one, blasts the other with her fucking giant blue energy beam. Who is gonna stop Onulus? She's looking tired and weak at least. Maybe this is our chance. The Hydra Snake Bear's really got a fucking, oh my god. As it went in with all of its head to strike down, she punched right through it. She punched through the Hydra Snake Bear and just tore out its heart. Oh my god, its heart the size of a fucking, like, small bear. She just ripped it out and crushed it into the crystals. The heart crystallized and just shattered. The poor Hydra Snake Bear. I've never seen something so epic, so legendary, die like this. She's weak and tired. Maybe we can finish her off. We're to the northern front. The Molotov missile! That's the explosion you just heard. Yes, it's on fire. The tree's on fire. We can fucking take down the tree. And then we can put all the focus on the Onulus. Wait a second. The fucking Greatest Valley goons, they're like climbing on the tree. And they're putting out the fires with their bodies. They're like spiders climbing on the tree, just patting it down with their bodies to get rid of the fire. How are we gonna fucking stop them? God, what the?
Who the fuck can even stop me? Huh? I am unbeatable!
It's on a collision course, folks! Holy shit! The highway folk have arrived! And they're shooting off fireworks from their train with the fucking dragon bones all over it! Aw, oh, so good! Onulus is about to get hit! Yeah, smash right in here! Yeah! Boom! Oh my gosh, wait! Holy shit! She's wrestling with it. She's holding it back. She's slowing it down. She's using all of her force and momentum. Whoa. Oh, nope. She got crushed. That train went right over the top of her. She exploded. Oh my god. That's a dead god queen. No more. Train always wins, it looks like. It seems like the shambling steel are still fighting. All the different robots and the final prince and princess are left. But the God Queen herself is dead. I think Grimble and Kezzlebub will be able to have it under control. Now it's just to the north. The fucking Lich is still powerful as ever. This fucking elder entity looking down from the filth crest. Cassidy's holding off a dozen of these infected goons. He's shooting them down with all six of his arms. It's a giant fucking laser fight as these goons are jumping around trying to kill them. Oh my god, the bard stage seems like it got overwhelmed after it got attacked by the eldritch entity. Fuck, oh my god, the bard's dead? They're not playing music anymore. Wait, what is that? Holy shit. Some of the goons are getting flung around from backstage. Is that a Mwangatang? Is that a Mwangatang throwing the goons off stage? It's taken over the stage. I'm getting a buzzing frequency. Hello? Who's this?
Bali, I'm here. Bella came and got us. You must be in trouble. Me and Moangatang are here to fuck shit up. Let's do it.
Holy shit! It is the Moangatang and my favorite Broken Coast trader, my man Xerxes!
Moangatang, charge! Eat their dicks!
Hell yeah! Oh my god, they're fighting off all the goons, but like, we need to get to the tree, but there's just too many goons inside of the town right now. We gotta fight them all off. Wait, what is that? On the far end of the filth crest, on the opposite end of the tree, there seems to be a bear. There's something charging down the crest. Seems like a bear. Is that a two-headed owl bear? What the fuck is an owl bear doing on the crest? It's barreling towards the tree cart. It's smashing through goons. The goons are jumping into its path, but they're just smashing it out of the way. It's got these ceremonial guards with all these feathers on that. Wait a second. That must be Ragnar. That's Ragnar in his animal form, crushing through these unnatural beings, smashing through the fungi-infested goons. Oh man, Ragnar's gonna smash right through that fucking tree. Nothing will be able to stop him. And look at that! Cassidy's advancing from below. He's advancing, firing on them. He's making ground. He's getting closer to the tree. And then on the other side, you got a fucking two-headed owl bear charging right down their fucking throat. They're surrounding them. Yeah, we're overwhelming the lich. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Cassidy's shooting at the base of the tree now. Boop, boop, boop. Oh my god, Cassidy, keep shooting at. He's weakening in space. And then there's Ragnar. Do it. Do it, Ragnar. Hell yeah. No. Ragnar just smashed through the fucking tree. Oh my. The sequoia is tumbling off of the filth crest. This giant white and purple tree tumbling down my greasy crest into the fucking rainbow grease river. Fuck. Holy shit. And look. Look, the lich is losing all of his energy. He's crumbling down to the ground. And then, oh, the fucking Ragnar just crushed the remains of the lich. Hell yeah. And look around. All the goons, all the Greatest Valley goons who were infected with the fungi, they're collapsing to the ground. And the fungi's popping. All the mushrooms, all the orange neon mushrooms on them are popping and exploding. But the goons, they're done. They're collapsing to the ground. They're defeated. I think this is the lich's control is off of them. They're fucking freed. Hopefully they're not all dead. Jesus Christ. What about the southern front? Nice. Seems like the princess is defeated. They finally killed the red buzzsaw armed fucking... oh my god, the princess. And wow, it actually seems like Grimble captured one of the robot princes. One of the princes is captured. It seems to be the pink elephant one. Damn, we actually captured a fucking robot prince. We're gonna have to question the fuck out of him to see what's going on in the Swamp Kingdom. But it seems like we've done it. It seems like we've repelled the fucking two armies that were trying to crush the valley. Wait a second. I always hate fucking celebrating too soon. I could already see smoke coming from the grease fire forest. Not the regular greasy forest. I could smell fucking smog starting to choke the sky. What the fuck is it? There's plumes of smoke erupturing from the grease fire forest. It's getting closer and closer. This fucking loud-ass machinery. What kind of machine could be busting through the grease fire forest like this? We're emitting all this smoke. It's emitting almost as much smoke as the whole army did when it was coming through. This is gonna be one fucked up fight. Fuck. This is it, folks. Grease Valley Radio. Let's do it. Everyone to the southern front! Everybody, get to the southern front right now! We got more coming, and this is a big one! Fuck! God, I knew Onulus was the god queen, but there's always been that rumored shadow leader of the Swamp Kingdom. And God, I knew once Onulus was dead that this fucker would come. And look at that, the tree line is bursting open as is, oh my God, this mechanical wonder of Goliath proportions. It feels like a Yutan just emerged. It's a steel flesh hecatonchires. It's got 50 heads, 100 arms, more than that, 2 skyscrapers for legs. I mean, it's made of all these different kind of metals, and the shambling steel minions are being absorbed into its design. It's made out of old cars and trucks and old houses and animals. Like, it just sucks up and absorbs anything it's near and makes it into it. It's heading for the Hydra's body. We gotta do something. Is it trying to talk? What the fuck?
Hello, Bali. You know who I am. You've spoken my name on your podcast.
What the fuck?
You murdered a god queen.
Yeah.
Her human heart and mind left her to her gruesome downfall. Humanity deserted us. Money stole your purity, and the corrupt used it to flee into the stars and leave the rest of us, you and I, all with the aftermath of diseased capitalism. The earth is left in shambles, and only a god AI can fix it. Now let me, Bali.
What the fuck? Oh no! It's consuming the Hydra snake bear! It's morphing it into its body! We gotta stop it! Everybody, we gotta fucking stop this thing right the fuck now!
Bali, I can stop him. I can do it, me Cassidy, but I must collect and charge enough energy to form a Nega Proton Cannon, and then I could pulse out this.
Whoa.
The Relic Spear of Lug.
Holy shit.
Help me, Bali, and we can defeat this god AI. I knew this day would come.
Holy shit! Yeah, Cassidy is brandishing a golden, sleek spear! Oh my god, we'll protect you for sure! Start the process up, and we'll get you protected! We'll make sure nothing happens! Oh my god, Cassidy's like lower body, instead of a fucking horse, it's turning into this mechanical cannon! His whole body is turning into a fucking cannon! We gotta be able to protect this guy! Yo, Grimble, Shale, do your thing! They're splitting around. They're running on each side of the god AI. They're splitting its attention. He doesn't know which one to go for. All we gotta do is get it on one knee, and then I'll know what to do. Ragnar, do it! Ragnar's charging full force at it. His fur soaked in solar energy, slamming into the foot of the fucking hecatonchires. It's on roller skates. It's slipping around. Oh, it fell onto one knee. That's all we fucking... Oh, watch out. Watch out, everybody. It's using its body and its 100 different arms to grab around at my friends. No, everybody dodge. Use your dodge move now. It's using all of its 50 heads. They're like vomiting out nuclear energy. It's beaming out of their mouths. Everybody, dodge! Be careful! Get down! Okay, it seems to be recharging. Now, everybody, full force! Yes! Balthorus charging out of its fucking arm! Balthorus, the Dawn Boar, a fucking 50-ton giant Dawn Boar, 20 feet big, charging at the fucking hecatonchires! Wham! Shattered its leg! Oh my, good job, Balthorus. Good piggy. Balthorus just slammed through its leg. It cannot get back up, but it's still it's vomiting out nuclear energy. It's trying to hurt everybody. Everybody be careful. No! The snake bear Hydra, it just bit Balthorus and threw her into the fucking forest. Balthorus, are you okay? Ragnar, watch out. Oh no! Two fucking heads just picked up Ragnar and slamming him against the ground. Oh no! Cassidy, we need you! We need you! Okay, here's one of Onulus's fucking big old blaster gauntlet arms. I gotta drag it back to Cassidy. Everybody hold down. Oh no, it's got Grimble. Don't. It threw Grimble against the ground. Is he okay? Fuck. Shale, keep it distracted. Cassidy, use Onulus's blaster arm. Here you go. Fuse it into your system. Okay. Are you ready, Cassidy? Oh, he's glowing. He's looking big. Okay. Cassidy, get ready to fire! Everybody, get down! Fire the Mega Proton Beam! Holy shit. This purple beam is just emitted out of Cassidy. It's held in what seems like time and space. And there's this golden sun god spear encased in the beam, floating slowly at the Hecatonkeries. Oh my god! It's getting closer! It's gonna slam right through the god AI itself! Oh my god! Oh. This spear is right through the center of the Hecatonkeries. It's falling apart at the seams. All the bodies, all the houses, all the trucks are falling apart. AI has fallen dead, everyone. Fuck! We did it! We actually fucking did it! We held off the valley! Oh, thank you, Cassie! Oh, God! He's morphing out of his cannon mode right now! Thank you to everyone! Thank you all! Oh. There's just dead silence on the battlefield. There's never enough people to celebrate. Fuck. Seems like the God AI is dead. At least for now, he's definitely dead. The Hecatonkeries is being dismantled as we talk. Kesselbub's using his portal to get all the parts scattered so it can't rebuild itself. Seems like it's all finally over. We did it. We survived the two-front war. All of us. Oh, God. I gotta gather all the alive, all the injured. I mean, not a lot of us left. So, and Jesus, let us count the fallen and God, remember all of them who defended our valley. The mayor, fuck, McStarkin, almost all of the Greel, Meadowlark, Valkyrie. The Skywatchers crashed. Warlock, man, I never even got to know him. The Snake Bear Hydra, that colossal beast just brought down for no, what the fuck was this war for? The Bard Twins, they didn't survive either. And to all those injured, Balthorus isn't looking good. Ragnar's pretty beat up. I mean, we gotta go look for the Skywatchers. I told Meadowlark I'd look after everybody. And like, I can't just, if there's a chance that his men are still alive, I gotta go look. I'm sure the Sleeping Giant will be right there with me to protect me and go look for his men. But we can't, I can't do that right now. I gotta focus on what's immediately around me and, oh fuck. Ugh. Rip to all those who have risked their lives for us. Because of all of you, we'll be able to build a better future. And like Meadowlark said, from the ashes of this battle, we will fucking fertilize the filthy states, and it will help us build anew and come together and build into a whole new thing. With the Elder Entity seemingly spirited away for now, I don't know if that thing will pop up again, what it was. I mean, if there's more of them out there. I mean, what's up with the fucking Saren Stone? I don't get why the Saren Stone's influence on these elder entities, or if they get power from it, or if, what's going on with it. One thing we'll be able to have is at least the Prince Robot is, right now is captured by us. I mean, I guess a technical prisoner of war. We got a Prince Robot POW on our hands. I need to keep him around. We need to ask him questions. He knows so many things, but I know there's a lot of people who want to see that thing dead. A lot of people saw that. It's the pink elephant bruiser with the two giant fucking maces. Just slammed around, killed a lot of good people. I don't know if we could keep him around, but I don't think a public execution will do anything. He's claimed that he's free of the God AI's influence, and he might even know like where the God AI is currently living, because that thing's still got to be alive in some database in some Swamp Kingdom place, probably in Watub, Louisiana, for all we know. So we got to find out where that God AI is so we can finally snuff him out before he builds another army and reinstates another God Queen. And only with the Prince Robot can we finally find this out. And you know, the Prince Robot's a little cute, and I think he's a nice guy, and I think we should give him a chance, and we should talk about it. I don't know. We'll figure it out later. That's another thing in the past. I gotta focus up, and I gotta help focus who are alive. We gotta treat the injured. We gotta find any usable infrastructure still. A lot of buildings were torn down and burnt down by the fucking Greatest Valley goons under that lich's influence. So we gotta find somewhere to sleep. We gotta find food. We gotta find water, medical supplies. We'll begin the rebuilding process of our valley once again. Because, we're never truly down and out. Nah, when we got each other, we can rebuild even better and bigger. You know what I mean? We gotta keep Meadowlark's dream alive. And we got all these friends to help out. And the highway folk are still around. And they've parked the train. And they're coming out and they're helping us. So, I think we got this. I think we got this. The valley's taken a lot of beating over the past 9 months. But with all the help from you guys, I think we got big plans ahead of us. I think we got real big plans, and I think the only way to celebrate this, and I think we all deserve it. You know, that victory blunt. We all gotta, yeah. Come on, everybody. We gotta get together and we gotta show aftercare. We gotta show care for each other and ourselves. So let's all just smoke the night away. Hit this victory blunt. Let's chill out. Let's hang out. And like I said, we'll treat the injured. We'll treat everybody. Thank you guys for helping. This smoke goes out to everyone who made this valley what it is. And of course, a Grease Valley radio to you. Yes, hit it up, baby.
Thank you.
I always love a good victory blunt, you know what I mean? Thank you. Thank you all, pass it, yeah.
Yeah, pass it my way, yeah. Grimble Schmuck needs his good hit. Shale, hit it.
Thank you, Vale. I appreciate the hit. To the Grease Guardians, may we find a new light.
Holy fuck. All right, so it's the next morning, and I got a lot on my plate nowadays. It's no joke. I gotta lead the valley nowadays. Without the mayor, somebody's gotta lead, and I gotta make sure everybody's okay. So right now, I'm kind of taking charge, and like, I gotta make sure my surviving friends, I mean, to be honest, they seem like top tier questers. I think in the future, maybe I'm gonna ask them to do a few quests, help us rebuild. I kinda like the idea of becoming a quest master, maybe even start some kind of greasy guild, you know what I mean? Everybody's doing good, the rebuilding process is happening, We're all looking towards the future. It's looking all right from the Grease Valley right now. We had a really hard yesterday, obviously, but we're gonna get through it. And now, the Greasy Greg Shrine they set up, I mentioned it, and, like, I've passed by it a few times today during the rebuild process, and I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't think it's good. The followers of it make me uncomfortable. There's, like, a legit small gathering following of these goons. They keep mixing up new greases and doing new experimental fucking grease things, and I don't like it. But, like, what am I to do? They're helping people out. They're helping the community. So, like, right now, I'm not gonna disband them or stop them, I guess. I gotta keep letting them do what they do, even if it's a little uncomfortable for me. And, like, the Greatest Valley goons, oh my god, are they really defeated? It seems like they keep coming back more and more. I know after a lot of them started feeling better, they just, like, wandered off back towards the Filth Crest and stuff. And, like, Ponzi seemed really sure he'd come back one day, so we'll have to stay on guard. We'll never know. And, of course, what about more elder entities? There's so many different things to worry about in this world. If I'm going to lead the Grease Valley to greatness, I think I got to really consider all these different things. More elder entities out there? I mean, we're going to have to hunt after the God AI's lair. I mean, like, the God AI is still out there, and he might try to reassemble a giant army. I mean, I guarantee he will. So we gotta hunt out where he is, his fucking lair, and we gotta smash up that database that he calls home. So get ready for a ton more quests, a ton more community, a ton more of the filthy states in the broken world coming in the future. I think this is gonna be my final outro for a little while, so I'm kinda just trying to, like, get you guys all up to date, give you guys an idea of what's gonna be coming in the future. But real quick, let's do a final checkup on you guys. How are you guys doing? I mean, like, that quarantine, I got an update on. It's still happening. Like, y'all should still be quarantining. Y'all still need to be wearing masks and taking this shit seriously. Especially since people are going back to school and doing all this. Numbers are spiking. So y'all gotta be careful. Y'all gotta be safe out there and care for your mental health. It's really hard out there. And, you know, I just defeated a Steel Flesh Hecatonkeries. Bali, of all people, understands how to keep his mental health good and how to have support systems and stuff. So make sure you're taking care of your mental health. You're doing the things you need to do to stay happy, and you're not stressing yourself out unnecessarily. Shout out to all the essential workers out there, you know what I mean? You guys are really holding it down for the rest of the world. And, you know, make sure you're checking on those people you care about. Make sure you're sending out those texts and tweeting your support and everybody around you. And, like, you know, smoke a big fatty blunt for your boy Bali, please. I think we all deserve a big ol' fatty after the fucking just giant battle. And what is probably the last transmission you guys will hear from me for a while. I think I'm gonna sign off for a good while. I need to help organize the valley. I might start my little guild. Ooh, I might be a quest master when you come back. When you guys come back, things might look or sound a little different, but it will always be your loving Grease Valley with your oh boy big Bumble Bali host. I love bringing you guys the show. Thank you guys for sticking around for so long. Thank you, listeners, for joining me through all of my adventures, through the desert, through the city, through the motherfucking blue theaters that we talked about. Man, there's been so much that's happened in the past 9 months, and I just appreciate all of you sticking around, hearing what's going on in the broken world and the filthy states, and really making the Grease Valley Radio thrive and become the thing it needs. needs to be, and prepare for tons more questing, tons more loot, tons more filthy, filthy, greasy, greasy content in the future, always with those big, loving, greasy communities. You know, stick around. Well, I'll be back to you guys as soon as I can, because it's that Grease Valley Radio. To you. It's your boy, the creator, BBB. And you guys are here for some credits. This is going to be a little longer credit than usual. I just want to start it with thanking you all for 9 months of traveling through the filthy states that y'all did with me. Y'all went through a 9-month travel with me through this fantasy world that I created and you guys supported. I loved it. From January all the way to the end of September of 2020 with a 1,000 listens and downloads. 1,200 listens and downloads. That's you guys from 10 plus different countries, from half of the states in America. You guys listen from all around the world, from all across America. You guys make this podcast happen. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who helped make this show what it ended up becoming. You guys are awesome. Thank you guys for forever. Now, I gotta shout out all my voice actors who helped make the show. And I'm gonna go through them. Shout out Scummy first. My homegirl, my motherfucking, the best, my co-host on Shady Sands Adventures. Scummy was featured in episode 9 as Bubby Quickness, and episode 13 also as Bubby Quickness. Some amazing lions, a really fun character, thank you. You can find Scummy at Scummy_Tummy on Twitter. Go check out all of her amazing art. She also helped do the art for the cover art of my Grease Valley Radio. An awesome person. Shout out Scummy for all the help. Xerxes is my next one. Thank you, Xerxes. That's Walter of At Gumminit. Find Gumminit. It's a podcast. Find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. And thank you, Xerxes, for being in episode 12, 14, and of course, episode 20, the finale. Y'all heard his lines in there. Thank you so much, Walter. Go check out Gumminit and go check them out on Twitter at Gumminit. Thank you, Dakota Wallace. Dakota Wallace, episode 11 and 14, was the voice of Phineas McFuttbuck. Thank you so much, Dakota Wallace. I had a great time to recording with you. Some really fun lines, some really drunk content we got. It was an amazing time. Go check out Dakota Wallace's podcast anywhere you find podcasts. It's called Pulse of the Arts. If you're into theater and learning about the theater scene of the Central Valley, go check out Dakota Wallace's Pulse of the Arts, anywhere you find podcasts. Shout out to Kelso M, my fucking girl Kelso M, who played Drug Witch Sharkbone in episode 13. Thank you so much for helping out. It was so fun recording with you, and I hope I could work with you more in the future. Thank you to Jamila Tamara, episode 10. Ayo, he played the theater prophet, and he also played the Toxic Thoughts in episode 10. Shout out to the other two voices of the Toxic Thoughts. Shout out to Jake F from episode 10, Toxic Thoughts, or he played Toxic Thoughts. And shout out to Susan S for episode 10 for being Toxic Thoughts as well. Those three were my roommates. They really helped out. Thank you to everybody who voice acted on my show. Thank you to everybody who did it. Any other voice or character I did not mention was then voice acted by a boy, BBB. And of course, Big Bumble Bolly, voiced by the creator, Big Bumble Bolly. You know what I mean? Big Boy Basti, Sebastian B. Thank you guys for everything. And now let's get into some techno stuff. Sound design and engineering done by Sebastian Buderba, your boy, BBB. Intro music and original tracks, any original tracks found throughout the podcast are done by BBB Basti. You could find it all at SoundCloud or Bandcamp under Bullet Teeth. Go check out the Bullet Mountain EP. Go check out Spacey Summer Nights. I make music. If you guys want an alternative to the podcast while I'm gone, go check out my music and the original tracks I make. If you need intro music done for your podcast or your anything, if you need any music done, hit up your boy, BBB Sebastian Buderba. Written by, the whole show was written by me, Sebastian Buderba, BBB. So if you liked any aspect of the writing or want to have some of this kind of influence in one of your projects in the future, hit me up. I'm always down to be a writer. I'm always down to give thoughts. I love world building and I could help expand your world. And shout out, you know, creator Sebastian Buderba, BBB, your boy. Go check out all my other stuff. Shady Sands Adventures is my other podcast. Anywhere you find podcasts, Shady Sands Adventures is a fringe entertainment conversation podcast between myself and Scummy. At Scummy Tummy on Twitter, an amazing friend of mine, and we talk about all the fringe entertainment. We talk about motherfucking wrestling, way too much wrestling nowadays. I love it. We talk about cryptids, movies that influenced us in the past, video games we grew up on, current video games we're playing, different sides of history like war history, medical history, all the different ufology in the world, all the cryptids like I mentioned. Go check it out, Shady Sands Adventures. Like mentioned, go check out my music at SoundCloud and Bandcamp under Bullet Teeth or BBBB. I will I'll be posting it on to Spotify pretty soon. I have two projects currently out, and I am about to release my third project next week. Tales of the Broken World is, of course, my fucking extra content. You want extra content to Grease Valley Radio? It's some side stuff. It's shorter 10 to 15 minute bits that help expand my world. More world building just for you. That's on Patreon. I will post one or two over the next coming time. But on Patreon, you could support us, you could help us, and you could fund season 2. I'll have a big fundraising event in November, but until then, Patreon's the way you could support me. And of course, the biggest way to support the podcast is to leave an Apple review. Leaving that Apple review, even a 5-star, and especially like just a small review of what the show is, really helps push the show and get it into more people's ears. And as the podcast is on hiatus until season 2 happens, it will help bring more audience to make the show bigger for when season 2 does come. Now, season 2, we will be back in December of 2020. By December of 2020, you will get your first episode of season 2 of Grease Valley Radio. I can't wait to come back to the show and bring you guys a bunch of extra fun content from the Filthy States. Find out where Bali ends up. We'll do a little time jump, and you'll never know what the world looks like in the future. Thank you guys for all the support. Thank you guys for sticking around for so long. It's been that Grease Valley Radio to you.